WWIB, the Whip Wake Up Show, and we call this First Thoughts. 13 in front of 6 and 38 degrees. Hey, way to go on the partner pledges. I think from my understanding that, and if you caught it at all on the drive from 2 to 6, they were, Dawson was talking about the fact of wanting to get to a bigger number than we had since 2015. So that was the focus. They were playing a lot of the top Christian songs from 2015. And as I recalled it yesterday, if I'm bringing up the proper, And in fact, they reached, it says here 125, but somebody at my men's group last night said we got to 126. So whatever it is, 125, 126. I knew he had me back on right before 6 o'clock, and we got to, I think the mark we were looking to break was 121. We were at 123. A couple of others came in. So it says here 125 partner pledges. So outstanding. Way to go. Love it. Appreciate it. Thank you so very much to so many who gave so generously, from Agnes in Menominee and Dick and Michelle in Fall Creek, who got us started even before yesterday's partner pledge day. And throughout the day, later hearing from Holly in Elk Mound, Sevilla in Blair, Gloria in Barron, Levi in Rice Lake, Pete in Chippewa Falls, Jennifer in Menominee, and just the list goes long here. Near the end, Gene in Menominee, I think, is the one who took us over to 122, and then Nelson and Karen and Conrath, Jamie. Hey, Jamie, he didn't even mention that last. He was at the group, Jamie and Kara. Tara, actually, it should be. So Jamie and Tara is his wife in Mondovi. And Luke and Ladysmith got us up there to 123, 124, 125 partner pledges. Way to go. Cause to celebrate. All right. Quickly on today in history, the Washington Monument opened to the general public on this day in 1888. And the first electric blanket was sold in Petersburg, Virginia for $39.50 on this day. Nobel Prize, Nobel Peace Prize went to Barack Obama on this day in 2009. Well, I don't know about you. I missed the God's Love Letters to You devotion yesterday. We were busy doing Partner Pledge Day, but we've got it for you this morning here on WWIB. And day six is Joshua. Victory requires discernment. Joshua 1:9, a pretty famous verse. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And again, this devotion, born out of Larry Crabb's longer, 66 love letters. It took him 5 years to write. Some call it his magnum opus. And it basically is this imaginary conversation between he and the Lord through all 66 books of the Bible. I highly recommend it. There's something in the back, the epilogue, called The Story Everyone Needs to Hear, the Bible in 66 paragraphs. Today, though, we get what he imagines the Lord might tell us from in relation to the book of Joshua. Larry imagines the Lord might say, invite Christians to live for Jesus and imply that the Christian life is all about blessings, about entering a land filled with milk and honey with no real battles, and they'll all come forward. Churches that never deal with the real fight that following my son requires often grow large, but mostly with small Christians. Defeating their enemies involved conflict for Israel, failure, and the need for discernment, just as it does in your life. Israel had to fight real battles with real swords that shed real blood, but some of the people, like Arkan, preferred blessings to battle. That preference led to failure, as it will in your life. Discernment, too, is hard to come by. Even Joshua mistook an enemy for a friend, a terrible lack of discernment. And despite Joshua's best efforts, my people sometimes squabble over their enjoyment of blessings. Pay attention to that. A spirit of entitlement and jealousy will plague you until you die. You'll need discernment to identify it, recognize it as wrong, and know how to navigate your way through it. Final paragraph. Your leaders, all of them, are imperfect, but you will need them to more effectively fight the real battle, to resist compromise and deception, and to enjoy your blessings without the spirit of entitlement corrupting your gratitude. Substantial victories available in this life, but only with struggles that remain until heaven. Taking a moment to reflect, how would you define the real battle that following God's Son requires? And taking a moment to pray, Lord, often our battles are about securing blessings that we believe we deserve. We long for your discernment to be about the real fight within us and others that will lead us to gratitude. We ask that in Jesus' name this morning. Amen. All right, with us on the line, the Executive Director of Hope Gospel Mission, Sandy Polzin, my longtime friend. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
All right. Well, this is the day. People have been hearing about this. It's conversations. Here it is. 24 hours, one bench, countless conversations. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, we are having conversations on a bench downtown Eau Claire today from 2 p.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, 24 hours, just to stop and be intentional and listen to whomever wants to stop by and share their passion, their heartache, their desire to make a difference for people who are unhoused, unhomed, homeless, addicted, maybe dealing with some pretty significant struggles that they are going to need an ear, a heart, a prayer, maybe even a solution. You know, we're always trying to learn, to grow, to become, right?
Uh-huh.
Each of us individually. So we want to have that spark and glimmer of Christ to shine right through us so that they might ask us more questions about that, where your joy is, where is your help from, where, who do we trust, who do we go to? And we at Hope Gospel Mission and myself as executive director, we want to be as intentional as we can to be part of that solution.
Now, it sounds like you're not alone in doing this, that other missions around the country are taking part. Tell us about that.
We have sister missions that have chosen to sign up on a national level, whoever decided that they wanted to take on this challenge. Not all of them, some of them. And we hope to be able to, make an impact across the nation, not just across the valley, doing the same thing.
Now, Hope Gospel has been recognized in recent times, and you guys have stepped outside of your usual locations, and you have a number serving men and women and families. But can you tell us a little bit about that? Because I think that seems to tie in here, too, right?
Yeah, really, truly. It's the Haven House is a day resource center, and we just recently got asked if we would take it over and partnership in the near future building with Western Dairyland. Right now we're in their current location, and we have staff down there that help the people who come in daily. We have about 70 people or so that come in each day that want to learn more about how to get help. That is a lot of people that are looking for resources, for information on how to get a job, information on how to reconnect with family, on where they might be able to be ministered to, where they can stop and have a meal. And in our new location later on by the library there, they're going to be able to have a shower. Everybody's going to be able to have a bin of supplies. They're going to be able to come in and use the computers and things like that. So now it's a smaller amount of services, but by the end of the year, most likely that's our target. We'll be able to be ready for them to have even a better experience. So we just are trying to journey as best as we can with folks in need. And some of them may come up to the short-term or long-term program up the hill at Hope Gospel Mission, but some of them aren't able to or don't want to for some reason or another. And that's why I think even today is even more important, so we can let them know that we're there.
All right. So the big thing, though, for today, I mean, I hope you had it. Did you have a good night's sleep?
I tried. Yeah. I've been thinking about it a lot and in prayer a lot. So, yeah. I'm good.
But again, from 2 this afternoon, and the funny thing is my other job is at One Source Imaging downtown. We're right across, diagonally across where you're going to be. 2
well,
this afternoon. Until 2 tomorrow. So I want to check in with you on the morning show tomorrow, but I don't want to wake you. I don't want to wake you. So I'm going to try to call you. I'm going to try to call you around this time tomorrow, okay?
Oh, well, you can do that. That would be great. I hope my phone is still working.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to have a spot to plug it in. If I get a little bit of a break, I think that would be wonderful.
Hmm. Well, can I pray for you?
Sure. That would be awesome.
All right. Dear Lord, thank you for Sandy. What a great sister in the Lord and leader she is. She leads with love and loves in her leading. And so we just pray your protection for her.
Tuesday trivia did not become Win It Wednesday this week because we had Partner Pledge Day. And again, thank you so much for your wonderful support of Partner Pledge Day, helping us go above and beyond that giving goal. But now it's Try It Again Thursday, where we're giving you another shot to win our two prizes, a delicious cheesecake cupcake from Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls, and a wonderful family devotional based around the new animated film, Light of the World. 90 devotions for families who want to be like Jesus. So these prizes could be yours if you call us at 715-723-2555 and answer our question carried over from Tuesday Trivia. Here it is. Over 35,000 men are injured each year while doing this. Over 35,000 guys injured annually while doing what? 715-723-2555. And because we missed Win It Wednesday, Halvo, we're going to start off trying again Thursday with a clue.
Yes, we are. And so you've heard the question, and there were a lot of great guesses on Tuesday. But our clue is this is something that is typically done in the home.
Typically done in the home. Over 35,000 men are injured each year while doing this. And typically, this would be something done in the home. 715-723-2555. Over 35,000 guys injured each year doing what? Think in the home, typically. 715-723-2555. That cheesecake cupcake and the family devotional.
It is a great devotional. I mean, again, if you imagine just seeing this movie and having this family devotion, it's got 90 different devotions. Plus, you're going to love the Joseph cheesecake cupcake.
Maybe enjoy them together. Cheesecake and devotions.
There we go. That sounds inviting. I used to do tacos and prayer. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from Alma Center.
Mary, what do you know?
Well, I know, I think changing a diaper.
I'm curious how you could get injured, but I mean, I don't know if it's the old cloth diapers with pins and things like that. Sure.
Oh, us guys. Yeah, there's lots of ways, but that's not the answer.
Or maybe fainting from the odor.
I know, yeah.
715-723-2555. Thank you, Mary. Call us back.
Teddy's making progress, but I imagine you're still in the diaper changing days, right?
Yeah. Won't mind when we don't have to buy those anymore.
Yeah, there you go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Marshfield.
And what was your name?
Darnell.
All right, Darnell, what do you think here?
Changing a light bulb.
Changing a light bulb in the home, right?
How many guys does it take?
Unless it's in the garage, yeah.
Right on.
There we go.
Thank you, Darnell. Not what we're looking for, but call back. Great to hear from Marshfield. Maybe you're at 103.7 FM or 93.5 FM. You can be heard both over there.
There we go, 93.7 in La Crosse. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. More than 35,000 guys a year typically injured doing what happens typically in the home. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Sarah, and I'm calling from Eau Claire.
Hi, Sarah. What's your guess?
Is it yard work?
Yard work.
I feel like that was actually guessed a little bit, and no worries about not remembering that because it was a couple days ago.
Right.
But we'll give you a bonus guess, Sarah, because, yard work in various forms has been guessed.
Want to guess again?
Changing a light bulb.
That actually was the person right before
you. I was just guessed, actually.
Everybody thinking this.
And I have no guesses at this time.
All right.
All right, call us back. Think about it.
If there was a contest of guess something that's been guessed already, she would have won. All right, we'll do three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
William from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, William, what do you think?
Stepping on Legos.
Stepping on
Legos.
That's
a great guess. That is a great guess. I'm not going to buzz you, William.
It's also kind of a frequent joke here on the Whip Wake Up Show, I think.
It is. How old are you, William?
7 years
old. Well, thanks for listening to the show. That's not it, but try again, okay?
William, you have a great day. Thanks for being part of our WWIB family. A couple more guesses, Alvo? Is that what we're down to?
I think so, yeah. And please, don't step on those Legos. Especially, it seems to happen at night.
Yeah.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lena.
All right, Lena, what do you think?
Is it moving furniture room?
Moving furniture. Sure, you could throw out a back or something like that.
Got a famous story about that.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. All right, that is not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Lena. 715-723-2555. Over 35,000 guys injured each year while doing this. We've said, think in the home, typically.
We're willing to take one more guess. There's no calls at the moment. I'm going to do my countdown. But we're willing to take one more at 723-2555, unless you guys are just like, you got me. I need another clue. Going once, going twice. Oh, there it is. This almost never fails. You say they're going twice. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from for our last guest this go-round?
My name's Darlene Bovani, and we're calling from Cornell, and I guess cleaning.
Cleaning.
All right. All right. Guessing from Cornell. Is it cleaning? Could that be it? I'm sorry. That's not it.
Good to hear from Cornell, though. Thank you so much. We'll try again, and 20-ish minutes here on the WIB Wake-Up Show. Give you another shot at winning these prizes.
All right. Well, again, 125 partner pledges yesterday. That's, again, a variety of people did multiple pledges. We're so grateful for that. But we left it off. We kind of passed the baton to Sam in mid-mornings with 76, and he kept trucking it past 100. It kept all the way up to, from our count here, 125. So thanks so much. Again, topping that mark of 121, I guess we had in 2015, Caleb.
Yes, thank you so much for your generous pledges to support Tax Deductibly before the end of the year. Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. If you missed Partner Pledge Day, by all means, you can certainly still make a pledge or a gift. Let us know, and you can give safely and securely online anytime at wwib.com/giving, helping support, sponsor, and sustain 21 Christ Center programs here on WWIB. So from everyone who gave those pledges yesterday, we have a big old bucket full of entries, and we're going to do not one but two drawings, each one winning a pair of tickets to this Saturday's Jeremy Camp concert. You can still get your tickets at WWIB.com under the events tab, but who's going for free? First winner is Tamara from Cornell. Tamara from Cornell, you're going to see Jeremy and AD Camp this Saturday.
Congratulations. I see on the text line she was texting in an answer to the contest we had earlier this hour.
Well, there you go. Winner number one.
All right.
And now winner number two is Anne from Medford. Congratulations, Anne from Medford.
Fantastic. Cornell and Medford, Tamara and Anne, enjoy the concert. We'll get in touch with you. And we'll look for you there Saturday night.
Yeah, those tickets will be at Will Call, and I think Michelle will give you a call. But, yeah, you can just expect those tickets. Actually, excuse me, not going to be at Will Call. Come see us at our WWIB booth. That's where we'll have the tickets. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, come see us at our WWIB booth in the lobby of the Pablo Center. Tamara from Cornell and Anne from Medford. We'll see you Saturday night. Well, speaking of the holidays, one coming up even before Christmas is Thanksgiving. And a lot of times you think the traditional Thanksgiving dinner, what if you could get it on a pizza?
Yeah, the DiGiorno limited edition Thanksgiving pizza is back in stores this year.
So back, I didn't even realize it was a thing. But yeah. DiGiorno's Thanksgiving pizza combines turkey, yes, with the ingredients of a green bean casserole.
Yeah, the pizza features roast turkey,
green beans,
crispy onions,
dried cranberries,
and gravy.
There is no stuffing.
Mm. Sounds good. I'd love one.
Honestly, I think this sounds quite tasty. The non-Thanksgiving elements are mozzarella and cheddar cheese, all topped on a Detroit-style crust, which I will have to say is the best pizza crust. No, stuffed crust does up there as well, too. But Detroit-style is fantastic if it's made right. So I would totally try this. Absolutely. I don't know how much it is, but
what does Detroit-style mean?
So it's kind of like that. A lot of times it's rectangular and has like the crispy kind of cheese on the edges. Like it's what Little Caesars used to be back in the day. If
Little
you remember,
Caesars kind of hailed from Detroit.
So that's what Little Caesars was way back in the day when there was one in the Kmart in Rice Lake. And pizza. Love that growing up.
You have some fond memories of that.
I very much do. Birthday parties.
I raised my kids on Peggy and I raised our kids on WWIB and $5 Little Caesars pizzas. A lot of them.
Right?
A lot of them. But this DiGiorno Thanksgiving Pizza Limited Edition. Check it out. The WIB Wake Up Show on a Try It Again Thursday. We had a winner in our trivia question earlier.
And now we're dropping some knowledge on you. Four things you didn't know yesterday, things that honestly we probably didn't know either, but we saw it first on the internet, and now we're sharing with you.
This first one really made me sit up and think. Of the 1 billion dogs on Earth, about 80% of them are not pets restricted to a household. Wow.
8 in 10. And I didn't even know there were a billion dogs on Earth, but 8 in 10. So you're talking 800 million dogs just kind of roaming around.
Wow.
Looking for their forever home, I guess.
I guess.
So, if there are children listening, might not remember, you know Netflix, but might not remember that Netflix actually used to be a mail service.
Right.
And they would send DVDs to you, and you would watch it and send it back, and then they'd send you another one. And so the only online part was actually picking out what was next in your queue, what you wanted to watch next. And before streaming took off, Netflix spent as much as $140 million every year shipping those DVDs.
Huh. Wow.
Huh.
We never did that. We
I never did either, but I had friends who did.
Yeah. One of my co-hosts back in the day used to, I think. 40% of the shrimp consumed by Americans comes from India.
Huh. Didn't know that. And finally, four things you didn't know yesterday. Beverages, mainly coffee and coffee drinks, actually make up more than 60% of annual sales at Dunkin' Donuts. It's not the donuts, it's the coffee, evidently.
I just saw that Dunkin' Donuts, Dunkin' now is known just past the 10,000 store mark. So
wow, good for them.
Congrats to them. All right, it's the WIB Wake Up Show, four things you didn't know yesterday there on WWIB.